Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I gotta tell you, some people getting real angry with Bradley Dean for, well, being a fruit inspector. Isn't that what the church is supposed to do? Yeah, we're supposed to be fruit inspectors. Go to Ezekiel 44:23 when you get a moment. Then when you're done doing that, go over to Exodus 20. Okay? You can actually put them the other way around if you'd like. And then when you're done doing that, go to Matthew 7:16. Because that's exactly what the church is called to be. We're called to be the light of the world. We're to reprove darkness. We're not to fraternize with darkness. Ephesians 5:11 up against Amos 3:3. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? Bradley Dean, you're always kind of like capping on us. You're always kind of condemning us for, you know, supporting Donald Trump. No, I'm not. Hey, folks, regardless of who it is in the people's White House, as long as they do the right thing, I'll be the first one to stand with them. But when they do the wrong thing, no matter how fractious, even to one jot or to one tittle, I'll be the first one to stand against him. Why? Because too many men fought, bled, and died fighting against tyranny in other countries to tolerate it in my own. And out of gratitude, John 3:16, speaking spiritually now, put that up against 1 Corinthians 2:14, we live unto him who died for us. Folks, when you look at the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War, if you want to call it that, rightly called the War of Independence, the flags weren't their favorite politicians. They were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven. Not appeal to fallen, reprobate man. Hey, folks, Jesus Christ is the standard, not men in their reprobate state, period. So when people write to me, and I see it quite a bit, oh, Bradley Dean, you're condemning us and you're calling us Trump worshipers. Well, when you advocate, and you put Donald Trump in his crimes and transgressions against we the people in favor of the Christ that condemns that which you tolerate, let me give you the definition of that, just so you all understand. That is idolatry, just so you know. You are putting a man above that of the Christ. You are advocating what God clearly condemns. So, if you have a problem with that, let me tell you this. That is your problem. And it's going to be all of our problem until we all get this right. That this is, in fact, one nation under God. It is not one nation under our favorite politician or politicians or our favorite political party affiliations, which are unconstitutional. There's now over 101 unconstitutional party affiliations because the good guys in this country still haven't understood the definition of what good is and what it defines out to be. It is not our favorite politicians who continuously lie to us, tell us one thing, and then once they get into office, they turn on we the people. I still cannot think of one person that has not done that. If you want to know those that are seriously and sincerely serving we the people in this country, you can rest assured the mainstream media and other corrupt politicians are going to browbeat him in hopes of browbeating him right out of incumbency. Okay? And I'm going to do my best to make sure that they stay in there and stay the good fight. If you want to really judge somebody, because you do it all day long, Americans, you do it all day long, 53 countries that are listening today. If you want to judge someone that's really in the will of God, it's those that are getting in trouble for righteousness' sake. And if you put that up against William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, nothing as to what you see today, by the way, but he was the one that said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that you have to do to trouble the present today in this country, friends, is to tell the truth. It's interesting to me because when I look at Jesus and I think about John 7:7, and I think about what it says. He was speaking to his brothers. And what was it that he said? Even his brothers didn't believe that he was the light of the world. They did not believe that he was the Lamb of God. He was the one that was going to be set up on the cross of Calvary to be the propitiation of the sins of the world. Jesus said to his brothers who did not believe in him, in John 7:7, he said, listen carefully, professed Christians, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth. Why? Because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. And then I think about, well, John 15, just to further tee this up for the next segment concerning the topic and which we're going to talk about. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he also said that if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Why did it hate Jesus Christ? Well, that's in verse 18. By the way, John 15, check it out when you get a moment. John 15, verse 18. This is what he said. He said, they cannot hate you, but they hate me. And when you go to verse 22, you'll understand why they crucified him. And also keep in mind who crucified Jesus Christ. Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt up doctrine of the government, and the Pharisees, corrupt doctrine of the churchgoers of the day. They were the ones crying out, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but King what? Caesar. And you better know, friends, that the spirit of the world has not changed. But I'm here to tell you, neither has the spirit of Christ, because we're going to hold to the Christ regardless if people like it or not. But let me go back to John 15:22 so you can understand why they crucified him. He said, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. Did you hear that? There's no covering left, and this is what a preacher is to do. He is to slay sin. He's not to play with it. He's to slay sin. And if you're getting angry about what we're going to be talking about in just a moment, that means I'm doing my job, because the Holy Ghost does what? He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment with the law in the hand of Christ as a schoolmaster to drive men unto that of the Christ. Galatians 3:24. Friends, Donald Trump, just for the record, is not the president any longer. Just so you know, you have a Joe Biden, just to start this off, you have a Joe Biden, a treasonous Joe Biden. Donald Trump continuously highlighted the crimes of Donald Trump, Joe Biden, as did he do the same thing with Hillary Clinton. And what did he sell you worshipers of Donald Trump? That he was going to drain the swamp. Okay? I just want to get this clear. You wouldn't have a Joe Biden if Donald Trump would have kept his promise. You wouldn't have a Barack Hussein Obama if he would have kept his promise. You wouldn't have a Clinton in her reoccurring scandals over 30 years in this country if Donald Trump would have kept his promise. The Bible says that when a king, under Article 6, Section 2 in the U.S. Constitution, under God, sitteth in judgment, he scattereth evil. He doesn't promote it. And what did Donald Trump do, friends? Just the exact opposite. He granted clemency to political prisoners. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hey folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page, join us on our live feed. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, left side of the page. I just want to say this to all of you sheepish ones that are making yourselves a prey before the wolves, to get your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith, not on man, because the Bible says clearly in Jeremiah 17 that it brings a curse. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Also check out Isaiah 30 when you get a moment, and we can go on and on and on. Wherever you see men throw off God and subject themselves to man, they reap the curse that, well, they have so earnestly, well, for a better way of saying it, earned. Yeah, earned. They are drawing the curse onto themselves. I'm about ready to show this to you. I wanted to let you know that if you want to call in at any time, please do. I'm not going to take your emails. I'm not going to take your comments online. If you want to call in and correct me on what I'm saying, here I am. 1-866-582-9933. Jude 3, it's called contending, friends, for the faith. And just to show you scripturally over and over and over again, friends, this is why men get in trouble. But thank God that there was a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, okay? Just again for the record, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Where should we start? Because I get people, as a matter of fact, when I was just in Michigan, we preached to a packed house right in there in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And of course, I've always got to get somebody to come up to me and ask me the question, but what about Donald Trump? So what I've learned to do just right off the bat, friends, is to ask the question, did he promise to drain the swamp? And they said, well, yes, of course. Did he do that? Did he do that? No, they say. Okay, but that's what he sold you on the campaign trail. Is that not what he sold you on the campaign trail? Absolutely. Remember, he said he was going to bring forth that special prosecutor for Hillary Clinton. And then 41 seconds into his victory speech, what did he do? He turned on the people that put him in the office. What are you talking about? Quote, unquote, Hillary Clinton is owed by the American people a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. During the time that he was on the campaign trail running for the People's White House, what did he do? He highlighted the crimes of Hillary Clinton, and then a couple days after he won the People's White House, just like he did Barack Obama, he kept calling him the worst president in American history. Then when he goes into the White House, he says to the camera, Barack Obama is first class. Hillary Clinton, asked 3 days later by the mainstream media, why did you call for that special prosecutor? It's just what the people want to hear. It's political talk. In other words, I'm just lying to the people to tell them what it is that they want to hear. And his worshipers still have not figured this out. They still haven't figured it out. So let's just break this down. Again, if you want to call in, please don't play the coward. Okay, and set me straight. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's start with Mexico, shall we? Let's go to Mexico in the border and concerning the wall and what he sold to the American people throughout his campaign promises to the people if he becomes the president. This is what he's going to do. Okay, so let's just go ahead and start there. I'm not being funny, not smart. I'm just showing you the fruit because the church is called to be fruit inspectors. And again, watch how he turns on the people and notice how once he becomes the president, he starts to jack up the cost for the wall. And then here comes Judas, Paul Ryan, and he is a Judas, Luke 22:48, John 8:44. Check out those scriptures. Then he comes out after he becomes the president and tells the American people, well, you know what? You'll pay for the wall, but Mexico will pay you back. Check this out.
Fund the border wall. I will build a great, great wall, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Mark my words.
The wall's going to get built, folks. Just in case anybody has any question, we need the wall. We're going to get the wall.
We're going to have a wall.
The wall's happening.
Build that wall. Build that wall.
The wall's not happening.
We will begin working on an impenetrable, physical, tall, powerful, beautiful southern border wall.
So I'd love not to build a wall, but you need the wall.
Building it? Not negotiable.
We have no choice. We have to close down our government. We're building that wall.
A wall without personnel there means nothing.
Those of us that know that border are going to be with Donald Trump.
I'm not a wall along the entire border.
So of course I disagreed with him because I was running against him.
The new giant wall makes no sense whatsoever.
Are you okay with $25 million?
I'm whatever it takes.
Remember, we're not going to pay for that.
We are going to finance the Secure Fence Act, which is the construction of the physical barrier.
You can't get Mexico to pay for the wall. You, of course you can.
Do you have any doubt that I will get them to pay for the wall?
We will build the wall as sure as you are standing there.
As sure as you're standing there. 100%.
100%.
100%.
Who's going to pay for the wall?
Who's not going to pay for the wall? Vermont.
It now appears clear U.S. taxpayers will have to pay for it up front. What is your plan?
That's not clear at all.
So the American taxpayer will pay for the wall at first.
All it is we'll be reimbursed.
After he's the president.
We'll be reimbursing the United States. It'll be reimbursed.
It may be through reimbursement. We did discuss the wall. We didn't discuss payment of the wall.
I will build the greatest wall that you've ever seen.
I want a gorgeous wall.
And you do a beautiful, nice...
Oh, sorry about that, folks.
What's
don't know what happened there.
$25 billion for the wall.
Oh, we'll go fast forward. Sorry.
100%.
100%.
100%.
Who's going to pay for the wall?
Who's not going to pay for the wall? Vermont.
Listen to his worshipers, friends. Listen to his worshipers.
What is your plan?
That's not clear at all.
So the American taxpayer will pay for the wall at first.
All it is we'll be reimbursed.
Mexico. We'll be reimbursing the United States. It'll be reimbursed.
It may be through reimbursement. We did discuss the wall. We didn't discuss payment of the wall.
I will build the greatest wall.
Oh, yes, the best. Best ever. We know that, Donnie.
A beautiful, nice precast plank with beautiful everything. Just perfect.
What's it going to be made out of? What are the walls going to be made out of?
Ask
going to be made of hardened concrete, and it's going to be made out of rebar and steel.
I'm talking about a wall. See that ceiling?
Yeah.
Higher. We're thinking about building the wall as a solar wall. We're going to have a door in the wall.
If they ever get up there, they're in trouble. Because there's no way to get down. Maybe a rope.
It's not a fence. It's a wall.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be some fencing.
Mexico will not pay for the wall. Could we have your comment? They said yes.
The wall just got 10 feet taller.
10 feet taller. 10 feet higher.
Higher. Higher.
Higher.
Higher.
Let's say the wall costs $4 billion. $5 billion.
The wall is going to cost $6 or $7 billion. The
wall's probably $8 billion.
Notice how he jacks it up every interview.
Cost $10 billion. Maybe 12.
We're putting down $25 billion for the wall.
And who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall? Who's going to pay for the wall? I've never done that before. That's actually
cute. Yeah, no, yeah, that's cute. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Can you make this up? I mean, how many times does one have to lie to you before you actually come up with the conclusions and or conclusion in this case that he's a liar? Put that up against Proverbs 19:9. A false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Also put that up against Revelation 21, verse 5, starting there. How do you justify this? By the way, the wall was never built. Not one piece of new wall was ever built. We had guests on the show. We had people from the southern border telling the American people through the sonsoflibertyradio.com, the morning show and the afternoon show, that Donald Trump was in fact lying. Now, the 100-mile wall that was built was refurbished. It was the wall that was already there that was fixed up. That's why they're getting you distracted again talking about the wall. Now, I'm still waiting for someone to contend with me on this concerning the truth of the matter, because I'm just beginning. This is the tip of the iceberg concerning this groomed individual. Folks, he was groomed for 30 years in the face of the American people. His enemies told you. They gave him The Apprentice to give the impression to the American people, that television show The Apprentice, remember? They wanted to give the impression to the American people of Donald Trump, who was groomed in a favorable light by the mainstream media, that he would actually be the one to get the job done, and he's not a political guy. And the American people drank it all in. They drank it all in. How does that Kool-Aid taste, America? I'm just curious. And people are still talking about 2024. 2024, we want him back. God bless Donald Trump. God's man, Donald Trump. Isn't that interesting? Who are you listening to? Well, apparently you're not pulling the curtain back. I'm just beginning, folks. Again, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to come right back and, well, we're going to expose a little bit more of what you thought Donald promised he was going to do, and we're going to show you what he actually did. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation facing a triple threat of dangerous weather this week. More drenching rains and a chance of flash flooding happening on the West Coast. There's a threat of tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds across parts of Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, and Arkansas. That severe weather energy is forecast to generate a powerful low-pressure system known as a nor'easter along the East Coast by tomorrow and Wednesday. The National School Boards Association issued an apology for sending a letter to the Biden administration which targeted some parents who are concerned about their child's school curriculum and saying certain actions could be domestic terrorism. That letter caused AG Merrick Garland to issue a memo that instructed the FBI to take the lead on a task force to address threats against school officials. USA Radio News. A caravan of nearly 3,000 migrants is marching north in Mexico and heading for the United States. Most of the group is from Central and South America, and they broke a barricade that was set by Mexican police last weekend. This has Texas gearing up for another wave of migrants at their section of the border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News he's upset with President Biden's absence.
We've seen presidents time after time go to locations of crises and disasters. This happens to be a crisis and a disaster created by Joe Biden himself. You would think he'd want to go down and see the consequences of his disaster, go see what he caused.
President Biden in New Jersey on Monday. He's stopping in Newark to drum up support for his bipartisan infrastructure plan. The president also pushing his highly partisan Build Back Better social spending agenda. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
1-866-582-9933. Here's a prime example. I can hear this. This is an answer back by the Holy Ghost. People are saying, well, why did the media keep attacking him? Well, I live in the state of Minnesota. Do you realize, friends, the more you attack a candidate, a political candidate, especially all the while knowing that the people in the country are in favor of that candidate, that their ranks grow? Anybody ever pay attention to the fact that when you look at Joe Biden today, the media was all in favor of Joe Biden, yet nobody came out to support him? Ever notice how Donald Trump fell under these false attacks, because they were never attacks? Donald Trump was selling you out behind closed doors. That's a fact, just like Judas himself selling out the Son of Man with a kiss, Luke 22:48. But have you ever noticed that the more they attack the righteous, the more their ranks swell? I've seen it here in the state of Minnesota with Michelle Bachmann. The more the media attacked her, the more her meetings grew with a number of people that showed up in her support. Okay, that's exactly what was going on with Donald Trump. They weren't attacking him. Donald Trump was behind closed doors attacking his followers. And if anybody was paying attention to it, that was exactly it. Can I just say this? I'm going to show you another one here. You know, it's about our kids, right? And we love our children. Did you know that on September 10th, 2018, Freedom Project Media reported that DeVos, the Secretary of Education, or its indoctrination, and by the way, it's illegal, it's a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, DeVos signs on to the globalist UN education agenda for the United States. Just showing you the fruit. of Donald Trump. This is under Donald Trump. Okay? He already knew that he had his worshipers and his followers, okay, subdued under his delusion. Put that up against 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Also Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. Anybody paying attention to the sleight of hand here? See, while he was telling his worshipers what in fact he wasn't doing, he was telling them one thing, and behind closed doors, this is what he was doing. Most people don't know this, and I want to tell you why, because they don't take the time to know this. Does this sound like a president that wants to make America great again, or the UN great? Which is, by the way, the very inception, the very creation of the UN is the American people and the American government, okay? Anybody paying attention to that? 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to take Diana really quick from Kansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Diana. What say you?
Yes. Some years ago, when our...
I'm going to take Diana really quick from Kansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Diana. You're going to have to shut that off, Diana.
Shut... Oh, you...
I'm hearing myself twice. I'm hearing myself twice. Yeah. Okay, well, let's get this right. 1-866-582-9933. David Peterman online, too sheepish, I think, to call in, just said that he fought the battle alone. Or didn't you realize it? Just like Trey Gowdy during the Clinton emails. Really? Hey, can I ask you something, David? Where's the justice that was promised? Justice guards our liberties. 1-866-582-9933. Read Article 2, Section 3 before you stick both feet in your mouth next time, David. Because the fact of the matter is those that serve we the people are there to faithfully execute the laws against crime, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Moving on, 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media platforms, go to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Going over, he is the most pro-life, you know, anything Donald touches, he's the best at it, right? But again, pay attention to what he's doing. We are fruit inspectors, Matthew 7:16. Did you know that in a budget deal, the GOP and Trump fully funded Planned Parenthood? Yeah. Didn't want to talk about that, did we? No. Despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, President Donald Trump signed a budget Friday which passed by the Republican Congress that fully funds the nation's largest abortion provider. Okay? Just so you can see, this is CNS News. A lot of these are mainstream media outlets that I'm showing you right now, just so you can understand that they weren't hiding this. This is all in the papers. It was probably back, you know, on page 15. But they can honestly say, we already showed you, but you weren't paying attention. Okay, all right. And who's supporting this more than the pro-lifers are? Isn't that crazy? Were they really paying attention to what Donald Trump was in fact doing? Look at this one. This is the Washington Times. This is for all of those that say they don't believe the mainstream media. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because you're holding to the lie of Donald Trump while you're denouncing the truth. You're hypocrites, to say the least. You want everybody to go out there and follow your lead. Well, you have stuff all over your face that you refuse to look at. Here, look at this one. This is the WashingtonTimes.com. Planned Parenthood, under Donald Trump, reports increase in government funding. Oh, just wait a second. Remember creepy Mike Pence? Did anybody pay attention to his criminal record as the governor of Indiana? Nope, they didn't. They just took him for face value because we love Donnie. We love Donnie. We love Donnie. Don't you dare talk about our Donnie. He knows best. Are you Christians? Oh, yeah, we love Jesus. And then when it comes down to the matter of the truth, you're the one standing there saying, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king but Donald Trump. And that is exactly what the people in this country still hold to. they still hold to the same action, folks, concerning what their hearts are sincerely attached to. That's found in John 19:15, by the way, when you get a moment. I'm just showing you, friends, what the Trump idolaters don't want you to see. I know a lot of people have been broken away from this bondage concerning Donald Trump. But now they got the QAnoners, QAnon nonsense, we like to call. They're still holding on to them. Oh, just wait, just wait, just wait. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And 6 years later, not a one thing they promised was coming, or is it here in the present? Nope. Because it's a military psyop. It's there to neuter their political opposition. They want you to believe that someone else is taking care of it, when in fact, you're allowing them to continuously assail we the people for 6 years because you were holding on to somebody else to take care of the problem for you, right? What's been done? Absolutely nothing. It's a psyop. Absolutely nothing. I'm going to go to the next one because this one's important too. This is from a Warren Cole Smith. Was Donald Trump the most pro-life president ever? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, if you look at it, you look at the fiscal year end for Planned Parenthood, it's June 30th. So it was not until Planned Parenthood's fiscal year ending in 2018 and those following that we can see the impact of President Donald Trump on the abortion providers' funding. Okay, Donald Trump, for your information, 2018, the first year that would reflect a Trump administration budget, Planned Parenthood received about $563.8 million. Did you hear what I said? I thought he was the one that was stopping all that. Oh, just hang on a second. He said the same thing about the borders and protecting ourselves from Muslim infiltration. Don't forget about that because this rides in parallel to what he said concerning that as well. He never stopped abortion. He never shut down Planned Parenthood, friends. It's interesting to note that Joseph Mengele, the angel of death, said, the more we do to you, the less you know that it's us doing it to you. And it's interesting because back in the 40s, concerning what Joseph Mengele or Mengele said, you can say it how you want to say it because it's pronounced that in those two different ways. But it's interesting how the world, there was a worldwide cry out against that of the murder of children in the womb. But somehow or another, it's okay because the government said so. Okay. Also notice here, friends, Warren Cole Smith also calls him the bully in the pulpit. These are people that were in support of Donald Trump that figured out, in fact, what he was doing, and they came to the light of the matter. And in doing so, friends, they're letting others know what I'm letting you know right now. We got Diana calling from Montana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Diana?
Hi, Diana, formerly of Illinois.
Illinois, gotcha.
Hey, how you doing? I was calling to let you know, when Trump was running in his second election, the Christians that I knew totally rebuked me because
they're not. Let's get this straight right now. Yeah. They're not Christians. It's a lack of Christianity, and nobody rebuked him more than Jesus Christ. Just for the record, go ahead.
Agree. And they were blessing an idol. So they basically were choosing their own ways. And
that's right.
Isaiah 66:4, and the Lord said that he would choose their delusion because their soul delighted in their own abomination.
Yep.
And they are like foolish Galatians that have been bewitched. And I think it's getting worse and worse in many aspects because those that are calling themselves by the name of Christian actually are unrepentant. And
they
put their fingers in their ears and refuse to hear what you're saying.
Yeah, I got a hard break coming up, Diana. Let me answer off air if you don't mind. I'll piggyback as to what you just said. I totally appreciate it, Diana from Montana. If you're born of the Holy Ghost, John 3:3, you're born again, John 3:3. You're led of the Spirit, Romans 8:14, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. You're going to feed on the things of the Spirit, the bread of life. His name is Jesus Christ. You're not going to feed on the indoctrination and the propaganda coming from the mainstream media filling your cup up with Kool-Aid concerning your favorite politician. It's just that simple. And it shows you who's born of the flesh and who holds to the flesh. And those that are born of the Spirit and who hold to the Spirit. It's just that simple. I'm going to take another call on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Okay, we've got much to cover. GCN, I'm not going to take that call unless there's a name, please. I'm not going to take that call unless there's a name up on the top. Wanted to show you this really quick. Now, we all seen this because this makes a lot of people in this country very, very unhappy, to say the least. But the headline for the Independent, right, was this. Trump calls himself the father of the vaccine and claims he deserves credit for the coronavirus shots. Trump calls himself the father of the vaccine and claims he deserves credit for the coronavirus shots. That's what he called him, okay? Just wanted you to see that really quick. Did you see the guy just recently, friends, in the Pentagon who received the shot? Is anybody paying attention to, again, the fruit of what's going on with these said experimental jabs? Here's the Pentagon. I want to show you this really quick. This is the Pentagon. He's falling over like his batteries just went out. Yeah, we don't want the people to know what this is really about. We're just going to keep telling the people the opposite of what the truth is. Yeah, we'll just overlook that. This is the fruit of the father of the vaccine. That's what this is. And, of course, they're going to tell you, friends, that it was something outside of the truth, like they always do. Because, again, there's no truth in these people. John 8:44. Yeah, let's not talk about the fact that, like, Colin Powell you know, the propagandist who has blood on his hands, who answered to my daddy for his crimes against God and humanity? Yeah, he's okay. How he's now standing before his judge, and now he is where he belongs. But keep in mind, he took the shot, too. Hey, folks, listen. Truth be told, the way the mainstream media is pushing this, I could go in there with one of my arms chopped off and I could bleed out and they would say that I died of the coronavirus. They're just, as a matter of fact, they're getting 20% incentives to lie about how people died. Just so you know. And I put that up against what my friend said to me last week, about a week and a half ago, unsolicited, called me up. He's an RN, called me up and he said, Bradley, you know how you stay alive? He said, stay out of the hospital. He's exactly right. Talk to any nurse. They'll tell you the truth of the matter. But isn't it interesting that nobody wants to talk about the fact concerning the father of the vaccination, Donald Trump, fully vaccinated, as they call it, are suffering far higher rates of infection than the unvaccinated, and it is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. If you have not taken the time to see all the people that are dying because of these experimental jabs, folks, go ahead and check out Health Impact News, White House. Oh, by the way, and keep in mind, they're taking it a step forward. Remember that tsunami dream we talked about, folks? Look at this. You might want to see this because it applies to everybody in this country, children or grandchildren or maybe even your neighbors. White House to quickly vaccinate 28 million children ages 5 to 11 as deaths and injuries continue to increase among 12 to 19-year-olds who received the said COVID-19 shots. Folks, it is a genocide. That's exactly what it is. I'm not going to cover it up. We're not going to pretend like that's not what it's about. Listen to the doctors that are trying to wake up the American people and telling you the truth about what this is all about. They're attacking you. They're dismantling your system of government so you have no power to stand against them in their tyrannical manners. And I'm talking about corruption. I'm not talking about good government. Okay? Let's go ahead and do this real quick. Let's call up David. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. David from Florida. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, so I want your take, man. You're talking about, Trump is kind of not the right solution. I think some of us pretty much get that, right?
Do you think he's the right solution? You're going to have to shut your radio off.
Hey, radio's not on, sir.
Okay, well, something keeps feeding back here. GCN, can you check that out, please? But go ahead.
Speak here. Okay. Is that any better?
I hope so. Yes, it is.
All right. I hear you loud and clear, all right, as far as the Trump situation goes. But Bradley, I never hear about solutions to the problem.
Oh, are you, David, are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? David, you're going to let me answer the question. Are you out of your mind? Okay, I will. See you, David. Here's the point. I hear this all the time. I hear it when I speak publicly. And then every once in a while, I'll get a guy that wants to go ahead and test his steel like this one. We never give you the resolve? No. Here's the problem. You don't want the resolve. There was over 1,126 other presidential contenders that I continuously reiterated to the people across the country in 154 cities. Are you kidding me? You accepted the two candidates that were hand-delivered by the powers that are tolerated, and I told you of the lesser of two evils, choose neither. 2 Chronicles 19:2. David, are you out of your mind? I've given you the resolve, even for the smallest of infractions, and I say it almost every show, but it's not the resolve that you want because you want somebody else to take care of the problem when, in fact, these are the people creating the problem. Those that you're looking to are the ones that are creating the chaos because they want to bring in a new order. David, are you out of your mind? I continuously reiterate that they work for us. I continuously tell you that you're being lied to over and over. I continuously tell you that you're the government. I continuously tell the American people the resolve, which is found in the Declaration of Independence and in Article 2, Section 4. I continuously tell the American people that you don't have to put up with this anymore because voting is not going to get you out of the mess that you're in today. How many times have I told you, once they're impeached, then you are to prosecute them? Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Where is David at? This is what I'm talking about, folks. They cherry pick what they want to hear. Bradley, I don't hear the resolve. I don't hear the resolve. No, it's the resolve you don't want because you don't want to take responsibility. And that's the truth of the matter. Just follow them home. They'll come to the meetings, they'll get all excited, and a day later, guess what, friends? They're living their own little selfish lives. And then these are the kind of people that call me up and say, you know, Bradley, you just don't offer any resolve. You, David, are out of your mind. You are out of your mind, to say the least. I'm going to go on here, folks. I'll tell you what, that's the kind of stuff that gets my dander up. Because this guy must have just tuned in from Florida for the very first time and is not paying attention to what we talk about here on the show. I wonder if he works for the mainstream media. Probably. Now he can go around reporting what I didn't say because he thought that's what I heard from Bradley Dean. That's not what you heard. Let me go to the next one. I'll take another caller here in just a moment. I was telling you that there's a parallel between abortion. You know, Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton's organization, speaking of that of Donald Trump and the idolatry taking place in this country, that's the title of the show today. Did you know that Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch reported to the American people that U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups in America triples under Donald Trump? Hey, if someone tries breaking in my house, David, I don't need someone to tell me what the resolve is. And guess what? Amos 6:3, they're breaking into your house. Wow. David, I'm embarrassed for you, man. You just embarrassed yourself in front of 154 cities. What a stupid thing to say. I don't offer the resolve. We are the government in this country. U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triples under Donald Trump. Everybody see that? Just to make sure as in making clear as to what I'm saying here. He's the most pro-life president ever in the history of America. What is he talking about? He's just telling the people and his idolaters exactly what they want to hear, and they just drink it in, don't they? Blindly. And what does the Bible tell us? It tells us if the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. Now they're wondering why they got a Joe Biden, because Donald didn't keep his promise. That's why. Here, look at this. Did you know that after the alleged shooting that took place at Parkland, did you know that 26 states have passed 55 gun control laws? This under Donald Trump. These are all null and void, by the way, because they contradict. They run antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. Did you know that? But he's the most pro-life president ever in the history of America, Donald told you. You deserve exactly what you get. And finally, friends, I could go on a couple more. He's the most gay. Trump retweets video praising him as the most pro-gay president in history. Don't forget about that. Then we go back over to this. We find out that his first bill, Breitbart, reported his first bill and his last bill that he signed a week and a half before he left the People's White House. $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold his national security. You know who it funded both on the way in and on the way out under Donald Trump, friends? America's avowed enemies. Our avowed enemies. I could go on. And on. The resolve is what you do with the law, because you are the law under God. And if you don't enforce it, you know what? We're going to end up with a whole lot of Davids in this world. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.